This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi today asserted that the 1963 agreement between China and Pakistan regarding the Shaksgam Valley in Jammu and Kashmir is illegal. Reiterating New Delhi's stance on the valley, the Army Chief said India does not approve of any activities in the Shaksgam Valley. General Dwivedi said this while replying to a media query on Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson's comment on Shaksgam Valley. The Army Chief was addressing a press conference in New Delhi today.
India considers 1963 agreement between Pakistan and China as illegal. Therefore, any activity in Shaksgam Valley is concerned, we do not approve of it. And in this terms, MEA has already issued the statement. Therefore, the joint statement which has been issued in China, what I understand about the CPEC 2.0, we do not accept it and we consider that it is an illegal action which is being carried out by the two nations.
The Army Chief said the situation along the line of actual control with China has been stable, but it needs constant vigil. On Operation Sindoor, General Dwivedi said it was the best example of tri-services synergy with full freedom to act and respond. He said the operation remains ongoing and any misadventure by the adversary will be dealt with effectively. General Dwivedi said since 10th of May, the situation along the Western Front and Jammu and Kashmir remains sensitive but firmly under control. India and France have emphasized the importance of closer cooperation to address challenges in the global security environment with the aim of advancing peace and stability. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval and Emmanuel Bon, diplomatic advisor to the French president, today co-chaired the 38th India-France Strategic Dialogue in New Delhi. During the dialogue, both sides reiterated their commitment to the strategic partnership. The two sides reviewed preparations for the forthcoming visit of the French president Emmanuel Macron to India. Mr. Bon also called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi and met External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. Major delivery aggregators have agreed to remove 10-minute delivery service deadline following the government's intervention. Government sources said a meeting with leading platforms including Blinkit, Zepto, Zomato and Swiggy was held to address concerns related to delivery timelines. The move is aimed at ensuring greater safety, security and improved working conditions for gig workers. Sources added that following the meeting, e-commerce platform Blinkit has already acted on the directive and removed the 10-minute delivery promise from its branding. The Supreme Court today said it will ask states to pay a heavy compensation for dog bite incidents and hold dog feeders accountable. The top court flagged its concern over the lack of implementation of norms on stray animals for the past 5 years. The apex court said dog feeders will be also held responsible and accountable for dog bite incidents. During the hearing, the court questioned the conduct of people and organizations feeding stray dogs in public places, asking whether compassion is limited to animals and not extended to humans. The top court was hearing several petitions seeking modification of its November last year's order, directing the authorities to remove these stray dogs from the institutional areas and roads. Four United Kingdom parliamentarians have expressed serious concerns over the ban on widely supported political parties under the Muhammad Yunus-led interim government in Bangladesh, ahead of general elections scheduled to be held next month. In a joint statement, the four British lawmakers have called for general elections in Bangladesh to be inclusive, saying no vote can be considered as democratic without the participation of all major political parties. The four members of the UK's House of Commons are Bob Blackman, Jim Shannon, Jess Atwal and Chris Law. They said the move disregards guidance from the United Nations as well as from the UK and other allies. The parliamentarians said that Bangladesh stands at a crossroad ahead of the first national election on 12th of February since the formation of the interim government in 2024. Festival of Harvest Lohri is being celebrated with traditional bonfire rituals across North India today. The festival is being celebrated with enthusiasm in Punjab, Haryana, Himachal Pradesh and the surrounding regions. And that is the end of this news bulletin.